Hello, sports fans. It's time for the Idaho Sports Report Daily Podcast. With news, updates, interviews, and clever commentary, here he is, the one and only Jeff Duncan.
Good morning. Welcome to the Tuesday Idaho Sports Report. I'm Jeff Duncan. Hope you're having a great Tuesday morning so far. Let's kick things off with some college football news this morning. The commissioner of the Western Athletic Conference said Monday that it has become apparent the league won't have enough football members to compete after this season, and his focus now is trying to keep the conference together for other sports. The 50-year-old WAC conference will be the first Division I conference to give up football since the Southwest Conference dissolved in 1995. This means that New Mexico State would have to join Idaho and play as an FBS independent next year. The WAC's five other football members, Louisiana Tech, San Jose State, Texas State, Utah State, and Texas San Antonio, leave the league after this year. San Jose State and Utah State are joining the Mountain West. Louisiana Tech and Texas San Antonio will join Conference USA, and Texas State will join the Sun Belt Conference in 2013. The College of Idaho men's soccer team travels east today to open its 2012 season at rival Northwest Nazarene in a contest that is the first of four exhibitions for the Crusaders. Kickoff tonight is 6 p.m., and you can read the rest of that story at the Idaho Press Tribune. Eagle High School graduate Taylor Kelly will be the starting quarterback at ASU this year, beating out redshirt freshman Muggley Eubank, the school said on Monday. So congrats to Taylor Kelly, former Eagle High School quarterback, named the starting quarterback for Arizona State this year. Here are a few soccer scores from the past day or two. In girls soccer, Bora and Boise tied up at 2-2. Rocky Mountain all over Valley View 9-1. It was Centennial 0, Mountain View 0. There's a typical soccer score for you. Timberline took care of Capital 2-1. Columbia and Nampa tied at 0-0. BK beat CUNA 6-2. And Caldwell took care of Mountain Home 6-0. In baseball news, the Meridian Babe Ruth team eliminated from the World Series yesterday. The 13-year-old All-Star team fell 1-0 to Monroe Township, New Jersey at Kitsap, Washington. Meridian went 2-2 in pool play to advance to the elimination round. So congrats on a great year to the Meridian Babe Ruth team. In addition to the high school football season kicking off this Friday, August 24th, the debut of the Friday Night Flash Overtime Show, starring yours truly and Paul Kingsbury, debuts this Friday night at 10:35. We will wrap up the night in high school football like nobody else can do it. We'll have up-to-the-minute scores. We'll have interviews with media guys, with coaches, players. It's going to be a lot of fun, so join Paul and I 10:35 this Friday night for the debut of the Friday Night Flash Overtime Show. On this day in sports, 1931, Babe Ruth hit his 600th home run as the Yankees beat the St. Louis Browns 11-7. Also on this day in sports, August 21st, 1982, Milwaukee's Raleigh Fingers became the first reliever to achieve 300 career saves en route to a 3-2 win over the Seattle Mariners. Sports birthdays today. Will Chamberlain, born this day, 1936. I think he scored more off the court than on the court, if you know what I mean. Willie Lanier, 1945, NFL Hall of Fame football player. Also born this day, 1954. Archie Griffin, great college running back, never quite made it great in the pros. Jim McMahon, quarterback, born this day, 1959. Major League pitcher John Wetland, born this day, 1966. Also, Major League Baseball player Andujar Cedeño, born this day, 1969. That'll do it for the podcast for Tuesday. Hope you enjoyed it. I'll be back Wednesday morning with another Idaho Sports Report. It's posted by 11 a.m. every weekday morning. Have a great Tuesday. I'll talk with you Wednesday morning.
That does it for today's Idaho Sports Report. But don't worry, Jeff will be back tomorrow with another podcast, guaranteed to be more entertaining than today's. Don't forget, you can follow us on Twitter and Facebook. We'll see you tomorrow right here on IdahoSports.com.